Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock on WHUP LP Hillsboro, and 5 o'clock means it's time for Lights Up, the radio show about live theater in Central North Carolina. I'm going to head over toward Raleigh now with University Theater is my hope here. Danica, is that you?
That is me.
Danica, I apologize. I gave you the wrong time to call in.
Well, it worked out.
It worked out okay. We managed to make it work. So I appreciate your patience there waiting, and we're going to pursue here. You're directing a show called Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, not one as well-known as Little Shop of Horrors. So tell us what this story is.
Absolutely. So this is a little bit of a wild one. So the basic premise here is this is a three-act play, and within the first act, we see that basically the cataclysm has arrived, the grid has failed, society has crumbled, we have to rebuild. Within the first act, it's basically you're seeing the first few months after whatever this apocalyptic event is, and we're not really sure how to deal with it yet. And these group of people come together and start, you know, sharing and reminiscing their knowledge of a few different Simpsons episodes. And over time, then we get into Act Two, which is actually 7 years later. And within Act Two, we will see those same characters joined by a few more. And they've now developed what we would consider a traveling show of sorts, wherein they actually start putting on episodes of The Simpsons. And there are other troupes that will put on episodes of, say, The West Wing, or they will perform Shakespeare. And they're all just traveling bands of performers, because this is the new way to get entertainment to the masses, or the masses that are remaining, at least, within this new post-apocalyptic, post-electric world. And Act Three is then 75 years after that, so we are now roughly 83 years into the future. And this Act Three, you will see entirely sung through, so we would consider Act Three basically an operetta, wherein we've got this very multi-layered evolution of the mythology that has come to be from what once was considered pop culture. And so basically that whole third act is the show within the show of us seeing how this story has developed and morphed over time into from pop culture into mythology.
And so a lot of this is based on The Simpsons. And so what do I need to know about The Simpsons to truly appreciate all this show?
So while it is, it's definitely a standalone production, so you really don't have to have a solid grasp on The Simpsons. And actually, I will be honest, many, if not the majority of my cast and crew had never seen an episode of The Simpsons before.
Wait, what?
They got involved.
Wait, what? How did that happen?
Yeah. they're the youth, Wayne. They're the youth.
That show is still on and still going strong, though. I don't understand that at all.
That's right. And so, you know, for my generation especially, we were raised on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And it was part of our culture, and you know, our creative team, we can throw Simpsons quotes at each other and know exactly what the reference is, but you know, most of our students really don't get that.
Wow.
But I will say, you know, it's you really don't have to have the Simpsons knowledge, but we actually did put up on our website and at a couple of different places some recommended episodes that if you were interested in diving a little bit deeper into the world of The Simpsons, there are three specific episodes that we would recommend watching. One of them very heavily would be the Cape Fear episode, which is season 5, episode 2. And we would also say The Springfield Files and Streetcar Named Marge. They are referenced. There are actually quite a few episodes that are referenced. But the Cape Fear one is heavily referenced, so that would be the only one that I would say if you really feel like you need a little bit tighter grasp on those specific references that are being made, that might be the one to watch. But to be honest, it really is so much more about this collective community of people that has come together to learn how to storytell without the use of electronics. So it's so much more about this mythology and the ethos that is behind the characterization and the creative storytelling that goes into building an entertainment system that is being told in a completely different way throughout the ages.
It is an interesting take on the show here. And I think it came full circle. The play came out in 2012, I believe. And then I think it got mentioned in a Simpsons episode in 2015. So it kind of came back full circle. So that's very cool.
Sure, it's pretty wild to be right. Self-referential like that.
If we want to come see this show, give us the dates and the times and where you guys are doing this.
Absolutely. So this will be in the Titmus Theater, which is in the Thompson Building on University Theater, which is the NCSU. And that is opening on Thursday, October 24th, and it runs through Sunday, November 3rd. So Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, they play at beginning at 7:30. And on Sundays, there are matinees at 2 p.m. And I also want to throw in here, Wayne, I know this is a little bit different for us and for a lot of people that would come to see our shows regularly. The Titmus Theater has been, let's say, rearranged slightly. So you should expect to get a little bit more intermingling, I will say.
All right. We will leave it at that and see how that all plays out. Thanks for letting us know about that. I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for your flexibility today. I do appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.